Abraham Lincoln continues to be one of the most studied and revered people in American history. A newly edited volume of letters provides more insight into the nation's 16th president. The book is titled Herndon on Lincoln, Letters. Herndon is William Herndon, who was Lincoln's law partner. The book contains letters he wrote about Lincoln. The collection was edited by Douglas Wilson and Rodney Davis. They're co-directors of the Lincoln Study Center at Knox College. Wilson says Herndon wrote these letters to all kinds of people.
He was the kind of guy who would answer anybody's letter. In the beginning when he started out, this sounds unbelievable, but it's true, people would say, could you send me a souvenir of Mr. Lincoln? And if he had, he even sent his own letters, the letters that Lincoln wrote to him. He thought that his charge was to, since he knew so much about Lincoln, he was obliged to share what he knew with people. So lots of people wrote to him, and it's hard to characterize his correspondence because they are so diverse. Famous people, obscure people, people who knew Lincoln, people who didn't know Lincoln, and so forth.
There are hundreds of letters that Herndon wrote that we have been able to collect over the years, far more than would realistically could be published. So we've had to go through this stash and make selections of letters that seem to us to be most revealing or significant, if you were.
What about Herndon as a source, since he was Lincoln's law partner? Is he a bit biased? Does he build Lincoln up more than perhaps he should? Or do you think he gives a pretty accurate portrayal of what Lincoln was like?
Herndon got into trouble in his own time because he thought it was important, since Lincoln had made this incredible rise from obscurity and poverty and lack of education to the highest, and became a world-renowned statesman, that you had to tell that whole story. So he wanted to tell things that were not commonly told in the biographies in that era, the Victorian era, especially great national heroes. You didn't talk about their domestic problems or their the illegitimacy of one of their parents, or things like this. So he got into trouble just for trying to tell what he thought were important elements in Lincoln's development. And Herndon has been in trouble ever since. He was telling too much for the people of his own time. He was suspected in the 20th century of not telling things the way they were and only emphasizing the controversial things that he wanted. And what we've tried to do all along is not to champion Herndon so much as simply make available things so that people can decide for themselves.
This latest set of letters that you've gone through and compiled, do you have a favorite story from these or something that maybe surprised you as you went through these?
Well, this one thing keeps coming back to me. It has to do with Lincoln's relationship with women. His contemporaries said that women had to watch out for Lincoln. Although he never had disgraced himself, but he was tempted by women to a degree that we don't normally think was appropriate.
I've been especially interested in what Herndon says about Lincoln's fatalism. That's one thing that is not brought out in the joint biography that he wrote with Jesse Wyke. Jesse Wyke did most of the writing. Herndon provided the information. Wyke didn't think much of the idea of fatalism. He thought it was a delusion that people had. Herndon emphasizes over and over, especially to his most sophisticated correspondents, that the most important thing about Lincoln, to understand Lincoln, that most people don't know and won't accept, is that he was a fatalist, that he truly did believe that what will be. And one thing that Herndon and his wife, Lincoln's wife, agreed on, they didn't agree on much, but they agreed that his favorite maxim, something that he was constantly repeating, was whatever will be, and nothing, no prayers of ours can reverse the decree.
And do these letters, I guess, make you feel Lincoln's more of a human being rather than he's almost, you know, treated as a deity. And I think maybe these letters help humanize Abraham Lincoln a little bit.
They certainly do humanize him. I think it will be discovered that there's a lot more to Lincoln than the kind of popular version that we get in the movies and television. That he had conflicts with himself and with others that people hadn't realized were as profound as they were. That he was somebody who was susceptible to really deep depressions at a couple of different times in his life. And one thing that's extraordinary about him in this respect is that how it was that this depressive was able to rise above his affliction during the presidency.
Rodney Davis also says Lincoln continues to be an exemplar for Americans. Davis was joined by Douglas Wilson. They're co-directors of the Lincoln Study Center at Knox College. Their newly edited collection is Herndon on Lincoln, Letters. Wilson says they did a national search to find the letters Herndon wrote about Lincoln. He says they discovered a lot that had never been exposed before. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.